Ladies and gentlemen of the press, good evening and thank you for being with us the whole day through this very important day for us. I have this opportunity to read a joint communique between the United Nations Security Council delegation and the government of the Republic of South Sudan, the leadership of our President, General Salva Kiir Mayardit. The transitional government of national unity expressed its determination to implement the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, in particular, the reform agenda, now that the transitional legislative assembly is in place. The United Nations Security Council and the transitional government of national unity agreed to work in a fresh spirit of cooperation to advance the interests of South Sudanese people, particularly their aspiration for justice, liberty, and prosperity. They agreed that the humanitarian and security needs of the people were paramount. To improve the security situation, the transitional government of national unity gave its consent to the deployment as part of UNMISS of the Regional Protection Force recently authorized by United Nations Security Council Resolution 2304. Further, the United Nations Security Council agreed that the troops contributing countries, UNMISS, and the Transitional Government of National Unity will continue to work through the modalities of deployment, building upon the consultations of August 25th and September 1st, respectively, and anticipating any further discussions that will follow. The Transitional Government of National Unity commits to permit free movement to UNMISS in conformity with its mandate, including to protect civilians. To this end, the Transitional Government of National Unity commits to devising a plan with the UNMISS by the end of September 2016 on concrete steps to remove impediments to UNMISS's ability to implement its mandate, including reviewing procedures related to movement of UNMISS and streamlining bureaucratic processes. UNMISS commits to inform the Transitional Government of National Unity of all movements and of any other details as would be appropriate. The Transitional Government of National Unity signals its readiness to implement Chapter 5 of the Agreement on the Resolution of the Conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, including to work with the African Union in setting up the hybrid court for South Sudan as soon as the African Union provides proposals for its work as provided for in that agreement. Finally, the Sudanese Government of National Unity commits to immediately improve humanitarian access, including by providing assistance in eliminating illegal checkpoints and by reviewing by the end of September 2016 with the UN Humanitarian Coordinator modalities for streamlining bureaucratic processes and access to populations in need. End of statement. One or two questions? You just heard the statement. The statement has been answered.
No, by the person who read the statement, not the president.
I can answer you. We have just explained that we have no objection to the troop contributing countries, but that there are modalities to be agreed and harmonized before that process takes place. Thank you.
Yeah, question, please. You ask the person who read the statement, not the president.
The discussion of the modalities, does it include the number of troops?
We have already started that process. So far we have conducted four meetings. It includes everything. Definition of words, meaning of statements, contributing countries, number of troops, modalities for operation.
Does it mean you will negotiate the number of troops deployed?
We will design modalities. Thank you. There's no her here. Just ask me.
It's him.
No. Okay. Maybe for a
I'm doing a press conference before. I think later this evening, but. No, it's okay.
It is for Ambassador Martin. Allah.
There were paramount people were killed through UN convoy. Within 2013, the Yunumis, the truck of Yunumis was loaded with a heavy gun. It was recorded in Rubai. How assurance are you giving to the government of South Sudan and to the people of South Sudan through this free movement of Yunumis? Are they not going to do the same thing of supporting the rebels through loading the truck with the gun?
Thank you. Well, I will let UNMISS, who can't speak for itself, speak to any specific allegation. But I can tell you that we on the UN Security Council have the utmost confidence in UNMISS's impartiality, its independence. It is true that members from a particular ethnic group may gather at a protection of civilian sites because they are afraid and they are from that area. That has happened. That's no secret. But UNMISS has an impartial mandate to protect civilians no matter who they are, no matter where they are. The number one obstacle to them fulfilling that mandate up to this point has been the severe restrictions on their movement, the requirement for written permission before they move from point A to point B. And we are very encouraged that President Kiir was very clear in the meeting that that's not his intention, that he has asked that UNMISS be granted free movement, that humanitarian actors be able to provide relief to those in need, no matter where they are, no matter where they come from. So what we need to do now is move from these really important high-level commitments into working out the modalities in an operational way. And again, the UN Security Council was very clear on what is needed and what is sought, and the government was very receptive to sitting down, and we just need to do that in a very urgent way. Because, of course, as everyone knows, the population is vulnerable in different parts of this country. So thank you.